We are going to pick up this morning where we have been studying the last few weeks. James chapter 4 says, "But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will do what? He will flee from you." He has to run. And yes, he will come back again. He did that with Jesus. When Jesus resisted the enemy, it says that the devil went away for a season. And then he came back. But there is a place this morning that we can resist and we can have victory over the enemy. And if you do not have victory today, if there's an area of your life that you have not had victory, I want you to know and go home being assured of this. The Lord has the equipment for all of us to live a victorious Christian life. Finally, my brethren, Ephesians chapter 6, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor. That's key. The whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So we want to take on the whole armor, and we are coming to the quick conclusion of the army, of the armor that was listed. But let's remember, the armor was given us for the purpose of resisting the devil, standing against the wiles of the enemy. And it is not necessarily in order of importance. Now we are in verse 17, he said, and take the helmet of what? The helmet of salvation. The helmet is a vital part of the protective armor. There are a lot of people that go without, when they go mountain biking, they go without pads on their arms and on their legs, and some would be well served to wear those pads. But, you know, one of the questions when Ethan had his accident a few weeks ago, do you know what the question many were asking? Did you have a helmet on? The answer was yes. Do you know that accident would have been very different if he would not have had a helmet on? He could have been unconscious, could have had a concussion, could have lacerated, his head could have been cut open just like his arm was. But do you realize the helmet protects a vital part of the body? When people are riding a motorcycle, it's a dangerous thing to start with. But do you know that one of the things that most people will wear, if they won't wear any other protective gear, is they will put on a helmet. And I don't want to read more into it than is necessary or what the passage speaks of this morning, but this is true, that we will not be able to stand against the devil if we do not have on the helmet of salvation. There are times it's like, Lord, I need, as was mentioned already today, I need more faith. Lord, I need to have more grace. Lord, I need to pray more fervently. I need to be more faithful in this. But this morning I want to remind us, if we do not have on the helmet of salvation, we do not have the ability to withstand against the wiles of the devil. It is our first protection against the enemy is salvation. It's our hope this morning, and I just have a simple question for us. Do you have on the helmet of salvation? There are people that are trying to combat the evil of our world. And I'm glad they're trying. I don't want people to stop trying. There are people that are trying to stop sinning, and that's a wonderful motivation, wonderful thing to do. But we will not be successful unless we have on the helmet of salvation. And there, it does not matter if we come to serve. I mean, it's important that we're in service. But that's not going to give us what we need to stand against the enemy. We need to be saved this morning. It's not enough to have been raised in a Christian home. We need the helmet of salvation on. If we come to service and we're a good person and have a lot of good things going on in our life, that's wonderful, but we will not be able to overcome the enemy unless we have on the helmet of salvation. First thing we need to put on, I want to put my helmet on to guard against the wiles of the devil. So I just want to challenge us this morning and ask ourselves this. Do I have the helmet of salvation on? When the enemy comes in like a flood, do you know there is practical power to say, I am saved? The devil hates salvation. But if we have a wishy-washy experience and, well, I'm trying to do good or I'm better than I used to be, that's admirable, that's admirable, but it's not enough. We need to be saved, that we have a clear declaration, I am saved and I'm free from my sins, I've been forgiven, and my heart and my purpose and my motivation is to serve the Lord. And if we can't say that, that's where we need to start. A clear testimony of salvation. We may end here as well, but remember when the accuser of the brethren came, the enemy. It said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives even unto death. The blood of the Lamb is referencing salvation. I've been washed in the blood. And again, it's not, you don't have to report to me or anyone else, but in your life this morning, can you say with 100% confidence before God that I've been washed in the blood of Jesus? If not, you are neglecting the chief thing that will enable you to stand against the wiles of the devil. And you can battle, and you can make changes in your life, and you can have resolutions and purposes, and do some really good things. But if you are not building on the foundation of salvation, there's going to come tests and temptations that will be too strong for you to stand against in your own power. And we also then, it said, by the word of their testimony, to be able to stand up and say, I am saved. You know, that's a wonderful testimony. I know sometimes children, when they're young and they're saved, and it's like, well, it's time to testify, and I don't know what to say. Do you know whether you're young or old, there is no more powerful testimony than to be able to stand up and say, I thank God that I am saved from my sins. The devil hates that. But if we're not sure we can say that, if we don't have a clear testimony of salvation this morning, that's where we need to start. Salvation is what's going to allow us entrance into heaven. It's not our good works. It's not because we went to service. It's not because I didn't beat my wife. It's because I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Now, I won't beat my wife if I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. You all understand that. But all of the good things we say, well, I don't do this and I do that. But are we saved this morning? If the devil has been pestering you and the devil has been battling and it seems like you're just never quite able, you're in that state of misery like Paul testified to. I wanted to do good, but I found myself keep falling back into sin. There's an answer this morning, and it's in salvation. Put on the helmet of salvation. And we look at our loved ones and we look at a world and see how devastated people are by sin. And we say, is there any hope? There is in salvation. Salvation brings hope. We won't take the time to turn to it, but in the book of Mark, in the 5th chapter, remember Jesus went to the land of the Gadarenes. And there was a man that people now today refer to him as Legion, but it was because he was full of many spirits. Many devils. He was full of many, and he wasn't in his right mind. They could not keep him bound. He broke them free because of the power of the enemy in his life. But when Jesus came along and he rebuked the devils, they had to leave. That man was in his right mind, and the first thing he did about was went and put some clothes on. He went and he clothed himself, and he was there in his right mind, and the people around were amazed. How did this happen? You know, this morning, salvation still brings about a change in life. The scripture says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's what? A new creature. There are a lot of old creatures that are trying to do new things and they're failing. But if we are in Christ, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. People can say, well, I was raised in the church. I was raised in the truth. You can be raised knowing it, but you are not raised in the church. You are born into the church by being saved from your sins. And that means there's a place and a time that all of us need to come to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm a sinner and I need salvation. Do you know that is a defense against the enemy? When the enemy comes in like a flood with temptation, it's like, I am saved. I want to encourage you this week, you young people, this is something you can take home with you. When the devil comes in and tempts you to do wrong, and I'm going to tell you how I know this, because it's worked for me. Just even the last week or two, the devil brought something to my mind, and I want to tell you where I found the power. I was like, no, I'm saved. You say, oh, the preacher, yeah. You know that's what temptation is, to do something wrong. And I just told the devil, I'm saved. And do you know what might have been even more of a battle? It lost its power because I just came right back down to the base. I'm not doing that. I'm saved. I'd like to encourage you, take that home. Put it in your file cabinet and use it. It's one of the ways we resist the devil is, no, I'm saved. What does the devil have to say then? I have my helmet on, and when he comes in to try to beat me on the head, he cannot give me a spiritual concussion because I am protected because I've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ and I'm saved. Overcome him by the word of your testimony. There is power in salvation this morning, and those that are trying and it seems like there's no hope, drunkards, those that are drunkards, those that are addicted to drugs, fornication, adultery, lying, cheating, all of those things, do you know people can overcome those? Salvation. It'll make the change. It'll do the work. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Romans chapter 6, 1. Then in the 14th verse, Paul said, for sin shall not have what? Y'all remember what it says? Dominion. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace. I'm not under the law anymore. We don't have to be tossed back and forth to sinning today and free tomorrow and going back to our sin. Do you know we need to learn how to fight this morning? There are too many people that are around the church that are going back and forth from sin to not, back and forth. The Lord has victory to live a life free from sin this morning. We're all human and we're going to make mistakes, and there's going to be things we heard in Sunday school about our words. There's going to be times that all of us need to humble our hearts and say, I'm sorry. I should have had more patience in how I spoke, or I should have handled that differently. But there is an experience that you can live without sin. The moral violations that separate people from God, you can live without those things. But there's a reason why many people are not getting the victory that they need, because they're not using the armor that God's given them. And it starts with the helmet of salvation. Very, very practical. The scripture in Acts chapter 4 verse 12, it says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. Salvation only comes through Jesus Christ. It doesn't come by the church. It doesn't come by having hands laid on you. It doesn't come by you being a good person. It comes by way of Jesus Christ. And that's why Jesus told Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a religious man, but he recognized he needed something more. And Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born again, except a man be saved and have a spiritual birth. Is it too much for us to ask ourselves this morning, have I had a spiritual birth? Are you wearing the helmet of salvation this morning? Are you saved? And if that testimony is not quite clear, do you know the Lord wants you to have a clear testimony? And I know sometimes people, because of so many failures and difficulties, they get in a place that's like, I don't even know where I'm at. Do you know there's something we can do about that this morning? Come back to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't know where I'm at. Because see, Jesus went out to seek for those that didn't know where they were at. He came to find the lost sheep. And he came to bring the sheep back into the fold that the sheep knew. I'm at home. And all we have to do is come back to the Lord and say, Lord, I've struggled and I've wanted to serve you, but I know there's been some things in my life that haven't been right. And Lord, I don't want to live this way anymore. I want to have victory. And I'm sorry. Would you, Lord, would you renew, or as David prayed, would you restore to me the joy of salvation? Folks, we need a clear testimony this morning. A clear testimony is a primary way that we resist and stand against the enemy. Salvation, this helmet of salvation does not come about by our good works, I mentioned. Because the scripture in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, lest any man should boast. It is the gift of God. So that means that if you feel like that maybe I didn't have the grace today, or I didn't have the faith today, or I've really struggled today, it's been a rough day. Ask yourself this question. Are you still saved? Yeah, it's been a really rough day and I feel like I came out kind of bruised, but I'm still saved. Ethan, I'll use you for an example. I won't even ask permission. He's kind of in a tough spot. But when he had his accident, he was pretty torn up. His arm was a mess. It was deep and it could have been very serious, but you know what? He was alive. He had a helmet on. He survived. It had been a rough day and it gave him a couple of rough weeks, but he was alive. You know, spiritually, sometimes it's like that. It's been a rough week. Came out maybe a little bit battered. Been a little bit bruised. I come out, maybe there's been some hurts, and maybe there's been some offenses, and maybe there's been some trials that you just didn't come out exactly as strong as what you wish you would have. But are you still saved? Thank you, Lord. I'm not saved by my works, but I'm saved by the grace of God. Lord, thank you that I'm not what I could have been. I'm thank you, Lord, for salvation today. And Lord, would you help me this week? Would you help me, Lord, to come out next time if there's one of those accidents that maybe I'll recognize that I could put on and use more of that armor that you've given me. But Lord, thank you that I'm still alive and I haven't fallen, and I'm not dead spiritually. Do you know that's something to rejoice about this morning? If you've had a tough week spiritually, are you still saved? Did you give up and say, I'm walking away and I'm just going to go to a life of sin? If so, you need to repent. But if you're still saved, rejoice in that. And when the enemy comes along to beat you over the head, have you all heard that expression? Guess what? The helmet of salvation will protect you when the devil tries to beat you over the head. I've got a helmet there that's giving me protection. Thank the Lord for the helmet of salvation today. We're saved by grace. There's another passage, and we're not going to dwell on it this morning. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 1 says, salvation will God appoint. Do y'all remember what it says? For walls and bulwarks, Isaiah 26, 1, salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. What he was saying is he was talking about a defense city. And it's saying that salvation is the defense. God has appointed the walls and the protections. That's what salvation is to us today. There's a lot to be said about the doctrines of the Bible. The doctrines are not there to make our life difficult. They are there to serve as a protection for us. When we get saved and we forsake the old life of sin, and there are some things we don't do anymore, that salvation is a wall to us. It's a protection. The walls of a city are not meant to keep people in. They're meant to keep the enemy out. They're not meant to be a jail cell. They're meant for protection. That's what salvation is for us today. Which means we can rejoice in it. Salvation is not a burden. Salvation is not a trial. Salvation is our victory. Salvation is our source of strength against the enemy. And what it means is then, if you look at what those words mean, God, or the salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks, is that God will be the defender of His people. So how do we withstand the wiles of the devil? How do we resist the enemy? Take the helmet of salvation. I'm saved. I'm saved. The helmet was made, the Roman helmet was made out of often thick leather that they could shape, you know, to go over the head. It was thick leather, and they would, and then they went into making them out of brass, but it was fitted the head. And the Roman soldier's helmet had a plume on the top. Have y'all seen pictures of them? I didn't print out a picture this morning. But they had a plume on it, and sometimes there were feathers, and sometimes there was an insignia of some kind, a symbol that they would have on their helmets. You know, there's some significance to that. And this is what most of the commentators, if you'll look up the scripture, take on the helmet of salvation, this is what a lot of them say, and that's really where we're going to end this morning. They reference 1 Thessalonians 5:8. It says, "Let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation." The hope of salvation. Why would we go out to battle if we know we're going to lose? Do you know that salvation is our hope this morning? And it's more than just a wishy-washy, well, I hope I make it. There is power in the helmet of salvation. That plume that they had on that helmet, you see that certain plume, it's like, oh, that's a Roman soldier. Do you know there is value? The enemy, when he looks on this morning and he says, oh, look at all these helmets. The enemy wants to run. But in our individual life, when he looks and sees we have a helmet on, right there, we can go out with power knowing I'm not going out in just my own strength. I am going out representing the soldiers of Rome. I am a Roman soldier. I'm not a wimp. I'm not going to turn and run. I am a Roman soldier. Do you know this morning that we can do that with salvation? We go out to do spiritual battle in a practical way. It's like, I'm a saint of God. I'm a Christian. The Lord is on my side. I've been washed in the blood. And we can go forward being identified by who we are because of the helmet of salvation. People say, well, where are you from or who are you? What church do you attend? You start talking about the church of God. Now people want to say, what brand are we? I am a saint of God. I'm a child of God. I'm in God's church because I've been washed in the blood. That's what makes us in the church of God. And when we go out and when the devil comes in to do battle, it's like, I'm saved. And we can go out with confidence. We don't need to go out with our head hung down and the devil comes to tempt us. It's like, here it goes again. I hope I can make it through. You think a Roman soldier would face his battles that way? Roman government at this time had conquered most of the known world at that time. They were powerful government. And just if you saw the Roman soldiers' armor, you would know it represented something. Well, the hope of salvation. When we go out and we fight and we're battling the enemy, do you know we can go with assurance and a steadfast hope that I'm going to come through with victory? I may be in a battle. I remember one time, I remember my dad telling the story. I was too young. I was outside getting some discipline during service, or it was right after service. And I was in the car and our pastor walked by and he asked my dad, he said, are you having a little battle of the wills? And my father told him this. He said, yes, we are. He said, but there is no doubt in my mind who's going to come out on top. Well, we can talk about that one later. But do you know what? My will was brought into submission. There's no doubt in my mind. Do you know that's the mentality the Lord wants us to have in middle of temptation when the devil is battling us? Yes, I'm in a battle. Yes, I'm in a struggle. Yes, there's a spiritual warfare going on, but there's no doubt in my mind who's going to come out on top. Why? Because I'm saved. And Jesus Christ is on my side. Yes, I'm battling, but I'm going to come out on the winning side because I'm on the side of Christ. So that helmet of salvation, it represented hope. That's what it represented. And it represented then to the victory that was going to come. There's a song, and I won't sing it. I actually considered singing it for you this morning. I won't, but there's a song that says this. I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in His hands. I want to encourage you this morning as you face the devil. And again, we're not wanting to give the enemy too much. We're not wanting to lift him up, but we want to be aware of his devices. We need to know how to fight him, that we can come out with strength this week in our fighting the enemy, because no matter what happens, I'm in the hands of God and I'm saved. This morning, not just to those that are here, but to those that listen to this, I want to challenge and I want to encourage everyone to get a clear experience of salvation. If you're not saved, get saved. And if you're a little uncertain, make it clear with the Lord. And one thing that we have with salvation that, again, is our hope, and that is the hope of heaven. When I make it through this, I'm going to get all the way to heaven. There is a place of confidence that we can have, and it's not because of our own strength, but it's the confidence that we have in the blood of Jesus Christ that will see us through. I'd like to just conclude by reiterating this. When the devil comes in and starts fighting you and battling you, point to your salvation. When you're tempted to do wrong, young people, and you know it's wrong, and you're tempted, just don't run. Look at the devil and say, no, I'm saved. There is power there. There is power in temptation. I am thankful to be saved this morning. I know the battle can get hot. But there is no doubt in my mind where we will end up this morning if we will stay on the side of Christ, because salvation has the power to see us through to victory. Amen.